depending on what, it could be delays, could be this, that.
Can you start with the starting of the story about when the cow, the Italian cow died because it didn't come out?
So the Italian cow that the governor gave Rabban Shvaz, the father of Rabbi Yitzchak Bender, the people here weren't here at the class, anyways I'll say it. So he got a cow, and the cow, the Italian cow, was a very important cow, very used to give milk twice a day, they used to sell it, and that's how they had Parnasa. And he used to go, Rabban used to go to the field, the forest, from morning till night, with his books and a piece of bread or whatever, and serve Hashem all day and come back at the end of the day. Beautiful. One day, the cow got strangled on a rope, and Baruch Danemis went to Shemayim, or wherever he goes. And they were afraid to tell Rabban what's going to be. Well, he's going to be so sad. He was the happiest person on earth. Very poor people, very, very poor. And he, when he came home from the field, he noticed that the cow's not in place. He said, "Where's my cow?" So they said, "Went for a walk, we don't know." "No, please tell us what happened. Tell me what happened. What are you afraid of? Something happened to me? Tell me what, I'm strong." So finally they told him, "Listen, something very... I'm very sorry, something happened, the cow died, and strangled himself and died." So immediately he jumped and he screamed out, "Nefesh Tehu Nefesh! It's a soul instead of a different soul. It must be that someone had to die in the family, and Hashem took the cow instead. Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem!" He was very happy. Now I have the second part of the story is like this. I told this story to my wife a few days ago, and on Friday, my son, my tzaddik's son, decided that he wants to iron his Shabbos shirt. But you don't let the 9-year-old iron, especially not the first time that he doesn't know how to iron. So my wife told him not to, of course. And then he asked me, and I said, "I don't know, you have to see how to do it." And I was busy with other things. And then he comes, and he shows me the shirt, something happened to the shirt. And I'm looking, and I see the iron sitting on the couch. So I take out the iron, and of course, the couch is burnt. And he's like, "No, I put it like this, it fell." So my wife came out a little upset. And then she said, "Baruch Hashem, someone had to get burnt in the house, and now just the cow got burnt." And we started dancing and singing. That's the second part of the story. It wasn't on the first recording, so now you get that too. That's why I waited till today, you know. That's why I didn't say it again next lesson. So everyone can use that also. Everything and every.
This is even more important.
Yeah, right. You can use it practical. To use it. Now, we're not stop saying stories over here at the cows to learn about cows that died 140 years ago. Looking for our lives, you lose the key. Then, Baruch Hashem, I was supposed to lose my mind, and I didn't lose my mind, I lost my key, Baruch Hashem. And everything in life is like that. Hashem knows what he's doing exactly. He's righteous. Hashem is a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik and tzaddik, he does the only righteous thing. So whatever happens, is definitely better than anything else that I would have chosen that will happen. So,
he put a little cover on it.
So my son, I saw him, he was very embarrassed. I told him, "It's not your fault. It's very important to tell that to kids. Yeah, tell it to yourself and to kids. It's not your fault. Anything."
They have these blankets that are 5 shekels each. You can get them.
I told he brought something. He put it nicely for Shabbos, a white cover and everything over it. But all the so the couch is burnt. So what? The kids are whole. They're not burnt. Could have burnt himself. Could have burnt his finger. I don't know what. Not pleasant. So, that was that, right? Yeah. Okay. So, in the last few years of his life, a few years before he died, he was very, very sick. Had a critical condition. Amash, he became worse and worse and worse. Yeah, the final level, Rabbi Yitzchak Bender, the Balan Shvatz. And he was a mash at the. He was geistes. He was, how do you say geistes? Geistes. Dying, it's called. He's on a deathbed. So the Chevra Kadisha walked in, so they could say vidu with him, whatever. And one of them, one of the Chevra Kadisha was a young Avrech, a young man. He walks in, Once he walked in, the dying person started feeling better. And a few days later, he was completely healthy, and only a few years later, he died. So everyone was shocked.
What time period is this?
Everything is 140 years ago, 130 years ago.
The flu.
The plague, the flu, which flu? I don't know, period of time. The story is the ikar, not the time. The cow happened then, and it happened also in my house, the cow with the iron. There's no difference with how it happens. The story is the most thing. So everyone was shocked. Why is this? Why Dafka, when this young man walked in, that's when he started feeling better? So we found out that this Avrich, Reb Aaron, this Reb Aaron, helped this young man, and he had a very, very hard situation, and Reb Aaron helped him. So that when the guy came in, so the angels that helped this person came in with him, and they helped him out to get up from his bed. And what happened? This Avrech, this young man, right after he got married, his financial situation was very, very bad. And once he came to Reb Aaron and he was crying to him, and Reb Aaron started helping this person, and he collected money, whatever, and helped him to buy a horse and wagon, and the person was able to work. And he saved the family, basically. Yeah, and so that time when he came in, from this person that was helped came in, so from Shamayim it aroused the schut of the chesed that Reb Aaron did, and it gave him more life. So you see the schut of giving tzedakah and helping people who are needy. Yeah, now this Reb Aaron had two boys and five girls. His sons were Reb Yaakov Leib and Reb Nachman, and five girls which were all married. The big, big Breslevel Hasidim, very strong. Okay. And one of his son-in-laws, his name was Reb Hirsch Leib Lippel. He was the Rebbe of Shmuel Shapira. Shmuel was very close with him. When he came from Russia to Israel, he lived here. This is the Rebbe of Shmuel Shapira. Shmuel Shapira was a big tzaddik. There's a whole book about him over here. Asaraf, we went through the whole book, Baruch Hashem, already.
It's podcasted.
And it's podcasted. You can see it on JerusalemCast.com or something. So, let's set up. And we're going to continue Baruch Hashem on Tuesday. Bezal Hashem, you're all invited to continue coming to the classes if you want.